From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN and humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants have feared drown last week at least three shipwrecks in the Mediterranean as poor people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers from Libya. The Italian Navy brought dozens of bodies and many survivors to Italian ports, but was unable to rescue perhaps as many as 700 or more in the worst migrant tragedy on the high seas since April of last year. William Spindler is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Italian Navy has been doing a fantastic job. They have rescued about 14,000 people so far this week. But unfortunately, there have been a number of incidents where people have lost their lives. And in three separate shipwrecks, we estimate that 700 people might have died or are still missing.
In the worst incident, a fishing boat without a motor and carrying an estimated 400 migrants and being towed by a larger rubber boat sank. Witnesses say the captain ordered the tow line cut. Most on board are believed to have perished. In northeastern Nigeria, at least five people, including a soldier, were killed. It happened Sunday in the town of Mu, where an improvised explosive device exploded. Meanwhile, President Muhammadu Buhari has reached out to Niger Delta leaders in an effort to quell a surge of pipeline explosions that have contributed to sharp drop in oil output.
I believe the way forward is to take a sustainable approach to address the issues that affect the Niger Delta communities.
From Washington, this is VOA News.